This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you are having a great day so far. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. Today's episode is brought to you by Fabletics. Fabletics is Kate Hudson's activewear company. I am a huge fan. On any given day, it's almost guaranteed that I'm wearing either a Fabletics sports bra or Fabletics leggings. They are comfortable. They are durable. They are cute enough that you can wear them just about anywhere. At least I do. And super, super affordable. If you shop through fabletics.com/primalpotential, you can take advantage of their crazy deal, two pairs of leggings for $24. So make sure you do that. Check them out. Take a look. fabletics.com/primalpotential. I'll also link that up in the show notes for today's episode. You can find those at primalpotential.com/642 because this is episode 642. All right, here's what prompted today's episode. I heard a quote from Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss is the author of books like The 4-Hour Workweek, The 4-Hour Body, The 4-Hour Chef, more recently, Tribe of Mentors and Tools of Titans. He also has a podcast. And I recently heard him say, the more labels you apply to yourself, the stupider you become. The more labels you apply to yourself, the stupider you become. And the context of this comment that he made was in terms of like political labels. I'm a Democrat. I'm a conservative. And he says that because with these labels, you've already decided. You have aligned yourself with a way of thinking instead of being open-minded, instead of thinking freely, instead of thinking expansively and being open to new ideas and new ways of thinking. I want to amend his statement just slightly. It's not that I disagree with it, but I think it's actually bigger and broader than that. The more labels you apply to yourself, the smaller your life gets. I see this every single day with my clients. Labels like, I'm an emotional eater. I'm an all or nothing person. I'm a spender. I'm impulsive. I'm not an athlete. The more labels you apply to yourself, the smaller your life gets. I lived this way for a long time with a lot of those same labels. I'm an emotional eater. I'm really great at losing weight, but terrible at keeping it off. Things like I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a tech person. I'm not a social person. I'm an introvert. All of those labels kept my life small, kept it the same, kept it from expanding. The more labels you apply to yourself, the smaller your world gets. The more you limit your potential. Those labels kept me really small. They kept me from growing. They kept me from changing. They kept me from exploring new options. And oftentimes with labels comes shame. I'm an all or nothing person. I'm an emotional eater. I'm anxious. Shame keeps you locked in your circumstances. Story keeps you locked in your circumstances. The story of any of these labels, it's just a belief. It's a belief that is informed by your past. Instead of having beliefs that are informed by your present, by your potential, by your future, your story keeps you locked in your circumstances. It keeps you chained to your past. And something I tell my clients all the time is that you can show up however you want to today. You can today be emotional and not eat. Even if yesterday you were certain that you are somebody who turns to food when you are emotional, you decide. In any day, in any moment, at any point in your life, you decide who and how and what you are. And I've talked about this before when questions come up about my thoughts on personality profiles or books that say, you know, there are these type of people and you take this assessment and I'm this type of person. And while that might be a great description of your past and your patterns, it is not in any way reflective of your potential because you can show up differently today. Yes, maybe in the past I have been very introverted, very reserved, but today I could choose to be open and gregarious and social. Your story is not your boundary. Your label is not your limit. You are free to show up differently today. You can be tired and frustrated today and not snap at your kids, even if for the last 730 days, when you've been tired and frustrated, you've snapped at your kids. You are free to show up differently today. You can walk into a store and see a major sale and not buy anything. You are free in this moment to show up however you want. A few months ago, I almost missed out on a huge opportunity in my life because I believed more in the labels I had placed on myself than I believed in possibility, than I believed in potential, than I believed in my ability to change. And the thing is, all of these labels that I had placed on myself were informed by my past. So I was basically saying the way things have been is the way they will always be, and therefore I'm limited. But that's not true. I am not limited, and neither are you. Our past is our past. Our past patterns are our past patterns, but they do not chain us to them. They do not confine us. They do not limit us. There's a quote that I shared on Instagram the other day that says, she decided to rename uncertainty as possibility and her whole world opened up. Uncertainty, for sure, we can rename as possibility, but our past we can as well. It's done. It doesn't own you. It doesn't define or confine you. You can be different today. You can show up differently today. You can choose differently today. And if you don't do it tomorrow, or if you don't do it today, you can still do it tomorrow. And if you don't do it tomorrow, you can still do it next week or 10 years from now. You are not limited by the way you have been. If you continue to cling to it, if you continue to believe more in the label than you do in your potential, then yeah, you're artificially constrained, but the constraint is artificial. I shared last weekend on the VIP email that one of my girlfriends had texted me and said, believe in infinite possibility. Hold space for infinite possibility. And in order to do that, we've got to let go of the label. We've got to let go of the limit. We've got to let go of the past. The more labels you apply to yourself, the more you limit and confine yourself. You make your world smaller. You make your possibilities fewer. You can change today. Let go of the limit. Understand the past. I'm not saying deny it. And own the fact that you are free today to be whoever and however you want to be. If you want to be more patient, you can choose to be more patient today. If you want to be more self-controlled, that is totally available to you today and tomorrow and the next day, in any day, in any moment. We are not limited by our past. We are not defined by these labels, but we have to let them go. Differentiate between what has happened before and what is possible for today. Believe in infinite possibility. Hold space for that. You are free to show up differently in any and every moment of your life. if you want to learn more about working with me, if you want to learn more about the 12-week process we go through in the 12 weeks to transformation to step beyond our past patterns and into our full potential, get on the wait list for our fall session. I know fall seems like a million miles away, but it is not. Kids are already back in school. Registration is opening up for our 12 weeks to transformation in just a few weeks. Plus, over those next few weeks, I'm going to be doing free coaching webinars for everybody who's on the wait list, taking your questions, addressing them, talking more about the 12 weeks to transformation and how it works. So I would love for you to get on the wait list. Two ways to do that. You can go to the show notes page for today's episode. primalpotential.com/642 is where you'll find the show notes, or you can just go to primalpotential.com/transform and you can get on the wait list there. But again, that's how you can learn more about working with me, learn more about the 12 weeks to transformation process, and take advantage of those free coaching webinars that I'll be doing over the next few weeks before registration opens up for the fall. So head to primalpotential.com/642 or go to primalpotential.com/transform. No matter what you do, release the labels. Stop limiting your life. The more labels you apply to yourself, the more you limit what is possible for you. Let it go and embrace the fact that you get to choose how you show up. In this moment, in this day, in any moment, in any day. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.